Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, June 2, 2019 is Gioacchino Rossini. Gioacchino Antonio Rossini, Italian, D'Oacchino and T and Gio Rossini, listen, February 29, 1792, November 13, 1868, was an Italian composer who gained fame for his 39 operas, although he also wrote many songs, some chamber music and piano pieces, and some sacred music. He set new standards for both comic and serious opera before retiring from large-scale composition while still in his 30s, at the height of his popularity. Born in Pesaro to parents who were both musicians, his father a trumpeter, his mother a singer, Rossini began to compose by the age of 12 and was educated at music school in Bologna. His first opera was performed in Venice in 1810 when he was 18 years old. In 1815 he was engaged to write operas and manage theaters in Naples. In the period 1810 to 1823 he wrote 34 operas for the Italian stage that were performed in Venice, Milan, Ferrara, Naples and elsewhere. This productivity necessitated an almost formulaic approach for some components, such as overtures, and a certain amount of self-borrowing. During this period he produced his most popular works, including the comic operas L'Italiana in Algeri, Il Barbiere di Siviglia, known in English as The Barber of Seville, and La Cenerentola, which brought to a peak the opera buffet tradition he inherited from masters such as Domenico Cimarosa. He also composed opera seria works such as Otello, Tancredi, and Semiramide. All of these attracted admiration for their innovation in melody, harmonic and instrumental color, and dramatic form. In 1824 he was contracted by the opera in Paris, for which he produced an opera to celebrate the coronation of Charles X, Il Viaggio a Reims, later cannibalized for his first opera in French, Le Comte d'Ori, revisions of two of his Italian operas, Le Siège de Courante and Moïse, and in 1829 his last opera, Guillaume Tell. Rossini's withdrawal from opera for the last 40 years of his life has never been fully explained. Contributory factors may have been ill health, the wealth his success has brought him, and the rise of spectacular grand opera under composers such as Giacomo Meyerbeer. From the early 1830s to 1855, when he left Paris and was based in Bologna, Rossini wrote relatively little. On his return to Paris in 1855 he became renowned for his musical salons on Saturdays, regularly attended by musicians in the artistic and fashionable circles of Paris, for which he wrote the entertaining piece Specie di Vieillesse. Guests included Franz Liszt, Anton Rubinstein, Giuseppe Verdi, Meyerbeer, and Joseph Joachim. Rossini's last major composition was his Petite Messe Solennelle, 1863. He died in Paris in 1868. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:23 UTC on Sunday, June 2, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Gioacchino Rossini. This podcast is produced by Abelsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abelsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.